Welcome back, guys. Today we are discussing what defines a mountain bike, the recent ban of drop bar handlebars in the Leadville 100, and...
Yes, we've got all the transfer news from World Cups plus all the regulars coming up on the Dirt Shed. Yes, hello everyone, welcome back. It's myself, Rich Payne, and I'm joined by...
Myself, Fergus Ryan.
How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, all good, mate. How have things been?
Very well. I've done a bit of enduro riding lately. Ooh, enduro ain't dead.
Nice getting yourself prepped for some big events.
I am. I'm not going to put them out there just yet, because we haven't put it out yet, but I am going to do a big old bit of enduro soon.
Well, speaking of big events, I have begun my training for the Leadville 100. And it's safe to say I have a long way to go and a lot of timber to lose. But on that note, there have been some news headlines.
It has.
Yeah, there has been a banning of drop bars in the Leadville 100. Now, this race has been won by drop bars with Keegan Swenson for the last...
It certainly was last year. I'm not entirely sure about 24. I think it might have been as well.
Yeah.
Famously, though, actually on the women's, Kate Courtney won it last year without drop bars, but in like a crazy... She was adopting a crazy aero position a lot.
Yeah, she was like grabbing the fork crowns.
Fork crowns, that's
like
it, yeah.
So it got me thinking, are drop bars really mountain biking? I know you have ridden a lot of gravel and you kind of have a bit of pedigree on the off-road drop bar situation, whereas myself, I did my first ever gravel ride the other day. And so I don't feel like I'm really the one to say yes or no.
I mean, so first up, the reason they're sort of citing banning them is essentially, you know, it makes the bikes less compatible with the type of course and safety issues. Yeah. I mean, it's not the gnarliest, of course, so you can kind of get away with it, but I do get why. To me, it's not a mountain bike.
Yeah. I kind of feel like it needs to stay on roads over it, but you like gravel, right?
I don't dislike gravel. It's kind of fun. I'm not a gravel racer. I'm nothing like that. It doesn't tickle my taste buds to race gravel, but to just go out and blast on the road, jump on some fire roads, mix it up, is kind of fun.
Yeah,
but then if I'm going to do that, an XC mountain bike these days is so flipping good,
so efficient, right?
Exactly. Well, you know, they're not heavy, any. They're really light, even full sus ones that just ride a cross country bike. Now the difference here is that, you know, the Leadville 100 at the sharp end, which I'm sure you'll be near,
obviously,
is a really close race.
Yeah.
I can't remember which rider it was, but they did some research that actually by switching the drops, they were 6 minutes quicker over the 100 miles, which doesn't sound like a lot, but that can be the difference between winning or not.
I don't know, 6 minutes of pain to me sounds like a lot.
If you could knock 6 minutes off a race time.
Yeah, yeah, big time.
That's a huge amount. I mean, they're also doing other crazy things. They've experimented with like more aero wheels, narrower tyres, road bike pedals.
It's in danger of getting like a road race. And that's where from my side, I get the rule change, but I think why wouldn't you just change the course? Like, not obviously the course has history, but why wouldn't you just change some of the descents to make them slightly more mountain bikey, and then leave the option open, but make it so it obviously is quicker on like flat.
Yeah, well, that's it. So the same person that sort of I've forgotten it now. But the same person that sort of did that experiment and found out that he was 6 minutes quicker overall said he lost about a minute on the descent, which a minute on a descent to gain 6 minutes overall is nothing.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and especially on the climbs and everything like that, if you're used to riding drop bars or road bikes, I think the comfort and just the efficiency you're going to have on all of the flatter
sections. You know, and then, you know, you're tucked a lot, you're more aero, you're more efficient, you've got less drag, you gain time or save time, which is being which way you look at it in the long run. I get why you would do it, but I think it takes away from it being a mountain bike race. Now, maybe that means the organisers do need to rethink the course a little bit.
Yeah.
And relook at it.
I think so. I think they should rethink the course, not add more rules, but rethink the course just to make it so it's not as much of a road race and therefore people won't see the need to put the drop bars on.
Yeah.
It's hard to do.
Or just banning it means job done.
Yeah, true.
I suppose, you know, like they're just like, it's a mountain bike race, ride mountain bikes.
From my side, I'm not too upset about this because it was definitely going to be an area where I was really uncomfortable in the race.
If you're not used to it, it's so uncomfortable.
I'm just not flexible. I really struggle in terms of getting into that aero position. And I think just it's 9 hours or something. I'm not going to be on that top end of spectrum. 9 hours in time. The drops is going to be pretty brutal.
At altitude.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to slowly bring myself around to it. I'm kind of trying to ignore certain elements of it and then slowly bring them in.
I think you'll be fine. I think the thing is, you just need to focus on completing it.
Yeah.
Don't chase anyone. If you start chasing anyone, you're doomed. Because you'll just go into the red too quickly.
Yeah.
You know, I've gone into the red myself in the past and learned the hard way. Riding your own race is the way to it. But yeah, I think it's, I was chatting to Adam on tech about this, of like, what makes a mountain bike a mountain bike? What makes a gravel bike? And where do these lines blur? Especially if we've got companies bringing out these kind of gravel mountain road bikes. I don't really know. Do you know what I mean? Like, Pinarello have just bought one out.
Yeah, they've just brought... I think James kind of says this perfectly. He really loves the idea that mountain biking is just getting out on your bike off-road, and therefore we're adding too many of these labels to our mountain bikes to try and differentiate them. To a point, I agree, but this is where the drop handlebars kind of are such a change.
Yeah.
And they are so much closer to a road bike that, you know, it does blur the lines a little bit, but I do definitely think that a mountain bike should be dictated maybe by the head angles or the geometry of the frame.
Or just a flat bar. Slash riser bar.
Is that what we're going to commit to? I think,
in my opinion, it is. Yeah, like this Pinarello's got a 32 fork.
Yeah.
It's a mountain bike fork. It's the same frame as their XC bike.
But they've just put a drop bar on.
Yeah.
And
no
like,
dropper.
Well, why wouldn't you just put a drop bar on?
I know, I mean, it's tricky, but then like... I raised the point. I was like, "Well, is a bike defined by what you do on it?" So if you, but then I was going around in circles because I was like, "Well, if I have a downhill bike and I only ride on the road, does that make it a road bike?"
No,
not at all, right?
But equally, so one of the bikes I really like is the Evil
Reckoning?
Chamois.
Oh,
very, it's very cool. So it is a really, really progressive gravel bike. So it's got the same head angle as their enduro bike.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's like super, super slack, has a really wide wheelbase, but it just looks cool. And I was like, that would actually be really fun to just do trails on. So I guess that's where I look at it and go, well, that technically is still a mountain bike. It's got drop bars, but it has this like crazy aggressive geometry, which would be pretty cool.
Yeah, I get it. I just think this, I mean, maybe I'm being a bit old school, a bit stubborn here, but I think that these kind of XC bikes with drop bars are just really limiting what that bike can potentially do. If you stuck a flat bar on it, you'd find yourself actually able to do way more stuff on it for the small non-aero gain, but...
Yeah, I think so. I agree. I think I'd really struggle to ride a drop bar in anger, whereas I found out when I rode with James, like riding the cross-country bike, an aggressive cross-country bike is actually so capable in Spain. It was amazing. So,
yeah, and also I'd never be able to take you seriously if you turned up for one of our rides on a drop bar XC bike.
Yeah.
But anyway, let us know in the comments down below. What do you think of this kind of drop bar, we'll call it fad, phenomenon maybe?
Yeah, and also, what do you guys call, what defines a mountain bike?
Let us know in the comments down below.
Let us know. Okay, and on to the news, and it is silly season. Silly season has finally come to an end, and we have some final team announcements. First up, we have Dylan Maples joining the Pivot Cycles crew.
Exciting. I think that's a good signing for them.
Yeah.
I think he's flat out, so it's an exciting prospect both for him and the team, I reckon.
I think Pivot have been needing a podium contender. I know Bernard won't be happy about that, but I think they've needed sort of a young up
another
contender. Yeah, another podium contender for a while. So yeah, it's really cool to see that.
Yeah, exciting. They have got a big team. Interestingly, they've not fielded an enduro team, but we'll get to that in a little bit. Big news though, America, the all American
eagle.
Yeah, I need like a Chinook and an eagle and like, can we just have like a editor, can we have like an American flag just in the back like faded. Yeah, Gwyn to Frameworks. I think everyone...
It's so cool.
Everyone was kind of hoping for it. So Aaron Gwyn has joined the Frameworks 5Dev Racing team along with Ace of Amet and Nico Mullally, who's sort of more of a manager role. And, oh no, I've forgotten her name.
Anna Newkirk.
Thank you very much.
There you go.
Oh my goodness me, I apologise. Yeah, so it is an all-American team.
Yeah, and
on American bikes.
If they aren't in an American flag kit, Gwyn is on Renan clothing, which is different to the rest of the team. So the rest of the team are on Fox.
Yep.
And it was kind of weird because they got kitted out with not just kit, but a whole truck from Fox. So
they did. I saw that.
It's a bit odd that he would be on his own program. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess he must obviously just have a few of his own deals. You know, I still think he is a podium contender.
Oh, for sure. I would love nothing more than for Gwyn to come in. This is going to be the first year he is back on sort of not being a team manager and he can just focus on racing.
Yeah, but
I still think he's rapid.
I don't know the full extent of the deal, but he's obviously got his own sponsors on the side, hence the Renan clothing. I mean, they do make cool clothing, so why not if you can? And I think he's a really good asset for the Frameworks team. I mean, Ace is insane.
Have you seen
Anna's insane?
We'll get on to that.
Yeah, Anna's actually, you know, she's really great rider as well. So I just think, like, I don't know. I think, like, it's a really smart signing for them. And, like, the marketing of an All-American team.
Yeah, and I think the atmosphere as well, they've built a really, really good team atmosphere there, which I think is what Nico's so good at. He's been so aware of not creating too much tension within the team, not putting the riders against each other. I think that's really, really good. I think it can create problems when you have two really, really closely competitive riders, like we've seen with Finn Isles and Bruni and things like that, and it can sometimes create conflict, whereas Mulally's been really, really good at kind of creating this fun atmosphere and
they're
just letting them ride their bikes.
Well,
yeah, exactly. And I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
So very excited to see what they can do this year.
On the kit front as well, actually, back to Pivot, because they've signed with Darko Clothing.
They have, yeah.
So they're on a whole new setup. They were on Liat. They were on Liat helmets, clothing, pads, like shoes, the whole works. Now they're on Darko. I don't know where that leaves them with
helmets and
shoes and stuff.
No,
we'll have to wait and see. But Darko, they got some real cool new kits coming out. I saw them the other day and I was like, that's some stuff I would wear for sure. I liked it. So that's quite cool. And then moving on, because we talked about this briefly a minute ago, is Pivot aren't fielding a dedicated enduro team.
Yeah, and they've had one of the most successful enduro teams going, really. They had Matt Walker, who had countless podiums.
Yep.
Eddie Masters, always a podium.
Took a win as well, I think.
He took a win in Les Ors, actually.
Yeah.
I was there. That was amazing. They've got had some really, really good riders.
Morgan
as well. Of course. I think she is still racing, but under Pivot, but not.
She's under the downhill team.
Yeah, but I think she's going to race.
But I think she will race enduro. Yeah.
They've had this crazy successful enduro team, and Matt has retired.
Yeah.
And then Eddie is rumoured to have moved into a sort of more social media role, which makes sense. I mean,
yeah, why not?
Yeah, good guy. But interesting. I mean, that leads us on to, unfortunately, the enduro. I mean, Rich and I, both enduro racers. So this is quite sad news, really.
Yeah, only 5 teams are registered this year for the UCI Enduro World Cup. 5 teams, down from 12 last year.
Is Enduro dead, Rich?
No, I fail to believe. Well, I don't want to believe it's dead because I flipping love it. But if you were to look at it from a stats point of view,
it might be.
It's getting more and more that way. But to have only 5 teams registered, you've no longer got Specialized with Charlie Murray.
Yep.
You've no longer got Canyon with
Jesse Melamed.
Thank you very much.
And Jack Moyer as well.
Moyer's gone. Yeah, I mean, like, Eddie's gone.
Richie's gone to downhill.
Mays has gone to downhill. So it really is, like, a bit mental.
It feels... I'm going to put it out there. I'm going to put my opinions out there. I think what they've done, unfortunately, is by trying to make it so professional and so elite, they've killed off what made it so good, which was the idea that, you know, yes, you had all those pros, but then your everyday Joe or weekend warrior could enter a race and really experience what it's like to race up against those top level pros. And I think that was such a unique factor that you don't see in many sports. And by getting rid of that and making it so elite, you know, the bike industry can't afford to be funding so many teams across so many disciplines.
Well,
so
that was
it's tough.
Sorry, dude. Yeah, that was one of its USPs back in the day, is that you could race the same race as Sam Hill, as Jack Moyer, you know, as any of those guys or girls.
Exactly.
And now it's much trickier to do that. More doom and gloom news and sort of team transfer, or sadly no transfer at all. Greenland, Laurie Greenland from the Syndicate, teamless.
Yeah,
Red Bullless.
Yeah, it's really sad, but at the same time, I feel like for Laurie, he's quite a free spirit, and yeah. I've seen he's gone out to New Zealand where he's definitely at his happiest, as I think all of us would be. But I'm excited to see whether maybe he does some cool video projects or the direction he takes. All I know is that he said he's not going to be racing that many World Cups.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean he won't be racing any, but I think, yeah, he's definitely taking a slightly different path or direction, which is sad because I think he could still win a World Cup if he wanted to.
Yeah, I 100% agree. So hopefully, fingers crossed, he does find somewhere for maybe the following season. But it's not all downhill news. We're going to end on a bit of cross-country.
Yeah, give me some positive. Come on.
Nuke-proof. Unlikely, but they are entering the world of cross-country. You may have seen this already, but I think it's newsworthy still. So basically, the KMC Ridley team that was managed or owned by Bart Brenchins for the last few years is now KMC Nuke Proof.
They got a pretty cool-looking bike.
They do. So it's actually a rebranded, by the looks of it, Ridley at the moment. But that's not to say that they aren't working on their own behind the scenes. But I think it's cool that actually a team or a company that's shown to the public anyway very little or no interest in cross country is going full ham, but they've no factory enduro team. Like, they were big in the enduro scene, weren't they? Remember,
they had one of the fastest again.
Yeah,
Elliot Heap, Sam Hill,
Keelan.
Fast riders.
No sign of that, despite having a bike called the Mega, an enduro bike. But they are going full ham on acquiring or getting in on a team and making an XC presence.
I mean, I'm enjoying more and more watching XC, and
it's good, isn't it?
I daren't say riding it, although I am.
You're gonna have to.
But it's definitely a lot of fun, and it's cool to see more brands get involved.
Yeah. So some big movers and shakers. I'm sure we'll see a few more to come. Right, it is now competition time. Now, for your chance to begin with winning a stunning one-piece carbon bar and stem. This one, in fact, the KFX SIC from FSA, very integrated cockpit, very nice and fancy for your XC bike. Click the link in the description down below. The winner will be announced on the Dirt Shed Show on February 3rd. You've got to be in it to win it, so you've got a few chances until then.
Okay, you guys know what it's time for. It is time for
Hacks and Bodges. Cameraman didn't want us to sing.
I know.
Whatever, Nick.
Exactly. Well, first up, we have Miles Toogood.
Yes.
With, my brother is asthmatic and got fed up of keeping his inhaler in his pocket, so I put some Velcro on the top tube and the inhaler in case so he can keep his inhaler on him at all times.
I mean, that's a bodge.
It's a bodge, but I would be interested to see how long that stays on.
Yeah, like some muddy rides and stuff. But that, I mean, that's a health and safety bodge.
What's wrong with the trusty pocket?
Well, he just doesn't like it. I think he needs one of them straps around it as well, security. I don't know, if he got a bit rowdy.
Duro strap, yeah, that'd be the one.
Duro strap, exactly. Yeah. Okay, next up from Wilbur. Wilbur, now I'm intrigued here because I think you've invented a solution to a problem that doesn't really exist. So he's put, my cleat bolts keep getting filled with mud, so every time I needed to remove the bolt, it was virtually impossible. So he got a piece of thread and some blue tack and just bunged it on in there. How often are you swapping cleats? Like, for that to be a thing?
Well, I don't change my cleats probably
ever
enough, but I'll admit, rounding out cleats is a specialty of mine, and that would be a solution. But I'd be interested to see whether that has a knock-on effect to how you clip in, because surely you're filling it with...
It's just blue tack, though, isn't it?
But also, won't it just fall out the minute you actually...
Yeah, I don't know. That's a bodge. It's a bodge, isn't it? And then next one from Stuart Russell, eh, Ferg?
Yep, so Stuart has said, a hack my friend showed me years ago, wear a pair of nitrile rubber gloves under your riding gloves in winter and your hands will stay warm and dry no matter the weather.
Yeah, you
and I know about this.
The old rubber glove trick. It works, though.
It does.
We were riding motocross. I won't talk moto again this, I promise.
No, you will. Come on, surely.
Maybe a little bit.
Exactly.
But yeah, we did. It's freezing. And it works a treat. So that's actually a really good hack, I think, that one.
Yeah.
It's a commonly known, but a very good hack. We need to pick a winner to win a prize up to the value of £50 from the GMBN shop. Ferg, which one? Who are you thinking?
It's got to be Stuart, hasn't it?
With the rubber gloves. I feel like that's a bit like just a known one, but they're pretty weak this week, people. I'm calling you out.
The inhaler is a safety one, isn't it?
Should we go with that? And the blue tack one is like...
No.
Oh, no. What?
Come on.
So we're going inhaler?
Yeah, I think
inhaler. Miles, too good. You're too good, mate. You've won. Congratulations. Don't forget, slide into the DMs to claim your prize. And as always, we do like to see your hacks and bodges. Can you improve on this week's? If you think you can, send them into the uploader linked in the description down below. I've avoided putting any moto in because I got shouted at by the viewers last time, even though Tomac went 2 for 2 and won at the weekend as well. But anyway, some things we liked this week, Ferg. What have we got kicking off?
So kicking things off, we have Jack Moyer on his white e-bike absolutely shredding.
Big Metal Monday.
Oh.
Love it. Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting to see, obviously not on a YT, hasn't like kept hold of any of them or a Canyon or any of his past bikes. A white e-bike.
Yeah, he did. I've seen him sort of on a bunch of different bikes. Like at Christmas, he was riding his Canyon again. And he's had his YT back out. I don't know. Maybe he's just trying lots of new bikes out.
He's probably got a few knocking around, isn't he, to be fair. Yeah. Anyway, always good to see you shred, Jack. Next, from Pivot. Little team day out, just hitting corners, hitting some ruts.
That's back what I'm basics. All about. That's literally my best day, I reckon.
Oh, look, it does. It's just like a fun little track. Just little brats.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Nice to see the Pivot team getting all together there. And then...
Oh, my goodness. So, Ace of Amet blowing the internet up. I mean, I think he might have won the 1UP World Champs with that. He is going like a rocket ship out in California.
He's got pace, isn't he?
It's insane. And he just looks... What blows my mind is just how stable he looks. He's not panicking. I mean, I would be stressing out and I'd be all sorts of wild if I was going that... Oh, I wouldn't be going that speed.
I like your optimism.
Yeah,
no, why not?
If I was, then...
Let's say yes.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, he's not holding back.
So quick. It is time for the caption contest. Last week's picture was this one right here.
Yeah, James infiltrating the enemy.
Yeah.
And going for a ride of sign, Ollie.
So we have a few captions here. So first up, we have Big MTB, James escorting the roadies from a place they're not supposed to be.
Too right, off-road.
Yeah, get away.
Dead Kennedy, double agent James, non-blonde, selling GMBN secrets to GCN agents. Ooh, maybe.
Yeah. And then finally, we have Evander6979. When you bump into two roadies at the local bike shop and you have to educate them on what real riders are. Wow.
Yeah, true though. True. Right, we need to pick a winner. I'm going to choose. And don't forget, if you've entered, you could be in it to win a prize up to the value of £50 from the GMBN shop. Mm. I quite like... Oh, they're all pretty good.
It's got to be Dead Kennedy for me.
Yeah, I was thinking Dead Kennedy. Double Agent James selling GMBN secrets to GCN agents. Congratulations. Get in touch with us to claim your prize. Oh, and here's this week's caption contest picture. Yeah, nearly forgot. Yeah, right. Don't forget, captions in the comments down below. Right, it is now time for the bike vault. We've got some absolute bangers coming. And to kick it off, Angus Hunter has sent in this kind of moody-looking picture.
Looks good as well.
Yeah, so this is a cold, foggy afternoon in the Scottish Highlands.
On a Scot.
Wow. On a Scot. Yeah, he hasn't really written much about the bike, but I kind of like how those shocks are hidden.
They just look so clean, don't they?
Yeah. I like the sun trying to pop through the cloud. I think that's a super nice to start on.
That is a super nice car.
Very nice. Angus, thank you very much for sending that one in.
Next up, we have Ezra Allen, 2022 Revel Ranger with full XT drivetrain, SLX brakes with metal brake pads. Wow, this is in-depth.
Yeah.
Some Marzocchi Bomber Z2s, Niner Yord stem cap. My first bike built and paid for with my money I made for my personal bike shop in my basement.
No way! That's sick. Very cool. Hey, we don't see Revels over here very often, do we?
No. I've seen one try and backflip the local bike park and to not very much avail.
Okay.
But
was that you?
No.
Okay. I don't know. But that's cool, snowy. I quite like that. It's quite dark. I do think that's a super nice.
I just think the work to build your own first custom bike.
Yeah, fair play to you, buddy. Thank you very much, Ezra. That's a cool bike. This one, we're going back in time.
Yes.
Tim Portlock. This is a DMR.
Bit of history.
Yeah, I had one. DMR Trailstar LT. Bought this frame from DMR when he started working in a shop again after leaving school in the early 2000s. He says the bike's a bit like Trigger's brooms, you know, all sorts of swaps, all sorts of different incarnations.
It's got OG tires on it as well. I love
that. Yeah.
So cool.
And he says, I decided to try my hand at four cross on it. Came eighth overall in Masters, 40 to 49. That's a super nice, isn't it? Go on. Yeah, that's
James,
cool.
James probably wasn't born when that was out.
It wouldn't be far off, would it?
Yeah.
That's a scary thought. Yeah, fair play. Nice.
Next up, we have the V-Pace Maritz 27.5. This is Hughes, his 10-year-old's.
Yeah.
Pride and Joy, which has been well used at Bipod Wales, Hafod.
Yeah, Hafod.
Avan, and many other choice spots around Wales, as well as further afield in Morzine and Ireland. Last year, I got him for his first downhill race at the Forest of Dean.
I know.
There you go, the local.
It's cool, isn't it?
His bike has been around.
Fox 34 on it, little dropper, 27.5 ain't dead. I kind of like the purple colour as well.
Yeah, purple's pretty
cool. I don't know where this picture was taken, but that's a cool picture as well, from Cathal O'Neill. So I think
we're getting some bangers this week.
They are. It's just some strong showings. Strong showings. We're going to carry on with Lucas Sutherland and a Canyon Spectral, I believe. Yeah, 22 CFR in the clouds at Coronet Peak, Queenstown, New Zealand.
I recognised it.
Yeah, nice. That's really cool. And I'm kind of liking sort of the silver black and Kashima on there.
Just looks cool.
And when we've had these, we know they're good bikes.
Yes.
Yeah, cool. Lucas, thank you very much for sending that one in.
Next up, we have Miles Toogood. This is my Cube Analog 2024. I've upgraded the grips to PTs and now Death Grips and Crankbrother Stamp 1s.
And do you know who Miles Toogood is? Do you remember him from earlier?
Yeah, I do.
He won.
Yeah, exactly.
Inhaler guy.
You can't be calling him that.
Why not? Inhaler guy. I mean, he won. That's amazing.
But I don't see the inhaler attached to that.
No, I think it was on his brother's, if I remember. But this, I mean, I'm going to go for a nice on this one, because we can't be super nice to him because he's already won.
Yeah, okay.
It is nice. It's a nice cube. Miles, thank you very much for sending that one in. And then to finish on, we've got Christos Sideropoulos.
It's pretty good.
It's not bad. All the way from Greece. And now this is a Specialized Enduro flipping heck. Thessaloniki in Greece. Man, you are testing me there. But it's cool to see bikes from overseas. We do like that a lot. Christos, thank you very much. It's hard to see the bike.
Yeah.
It's drive side, which I like. Nice one. But Chris, it's a bit hard to see it. So I think that's a nice.
Yes,
I think that's a nice to end on. As always, we love to see your bikes. Send them into the uploader linked in the description down below. But we're very near the end of the show, Ferg. But we do have some cool things coming up on the channel this week, don't we?
We do indeed. So first up, we have James with, is your dropper post making you slower? James is investigating droppers and non-droppers on XC bikes.
He used to ride without a dropper for a long time, until quite recently. No dropper guy.
Yeah.
He's like, do we really need him? Don't we? We'll find out. Stay tuned. And then we've got episode one of this guy getting ready for Leadville.
Oh, dearie me. Yeah.
The highs, the lows, the crying.
It's a cool one. It's setting out exactly me finding out what Leadville is, what I'm going to be up to over the next 9 months, and bringing you guys
along
with me.
Where your fitness is at, right? We're going to see where you're at the moment.
Exactly.
Because you might be like here, but we need you up here.
I need to be in the stratosphere,
The stratosphere, yeah. Stay tuned for all of those bangers. But for now, thank you very much for watching, everyone. See you later.
Cheers, guys.